Good morning. We're live here, Landscape Talk. Hopefully you're doing well. Have a great episode today. Going to talk a little bit about, culture and the importance of that. Just as a reminder, if you're looking to grow your business, implement processes so your business can run effectively, you can grow your business and grow your profits. Check out LOS. It's an operating system with a peer group. So you get to tap into other people's knowledge and grow your business. So check that out. You can scan it in the thing. And there's also a link, in our episode. Today on the show, we have Brandon and Dan. And I think one of the things that we, wanted to talk about today a little bit is culture. So, some of these are buzzwords. You hear the word culture a lot. What does it mean? How do you make it reality? All these things are hard. First, let me say that, there's nothing that's just easy without being intentional about something. But, I think Dan, you had a great, example and, from an interview. Obviously, it's the springtime now. We're still interviewing some people, bringing some people on board. I think there's two things. We have three pillars that I think, and I love in, Brandon's, background, he has kind of our, some of our core values, but at the higher level, we have a saying, it's develop, deliver, connect. I think the connecting is kind of like goes with the culture and some of the things that we'll talk about today, but I think it's a two-way street. So I think, when you look at hiring somebody, what do you look for? What do they look for? And, Dan, maybe you want to explain or share a little bit about your story, with the individual, and then just kind of how it connects to like a little bit how we do things. And hopefully people can benefit from, some of the conversation.
Yeah. So, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, if I'm interviewing someone or having someone come on board, the topic of like company culture comes up and how that's something important to them. Maybe they've worked somewhere else in the past or they're working somewhere else now. That's, maybe it's a big company, maybe it's not, but it's just like the team camaraderie kind of thing. And the relationship between management and the field staff just like, isn't there, there isn't like good recognition of guys that are doing a good job, that sort of thing. So they're, oftentimes they'll come into the interview and that's something that they mention is like a high priority for them. A couple of things that we try to do. One, like in the springtime, we try not to bring on, a batch of team members like all at once. We try to kind of like phase them in a little bit. Like we have, our core team kind of coming out of the winter. And then as we're bringing some new people on in the spring, we kind of do it a little bit piecemeal just so that we, have plenty of time to like get them on board, get them trained, have time to focus on them and incorporating them into the team that we have already. Just make sure that like, it's a good fit for them. It's a good fit for us, and the team gets to know them a little bit. That's always important to have like, when you work with guys that you like, that you actually get to know a little bit, it just makes the day so much better. So we try to do that a little bit, like phase people in.
I think that's a great point. That connection is, a pillar. I think, we'll talk about these different things a lot, but it's one thing, when you're a company, there's a couple things. It's one thing to identify what you need to do. And then the other thing is you have to, actually do it. So I think, we fall into the category, I think, a lot of times of like, we know what to do, and now we just have to hold ourselves accountable to doing it. So like connection is a priority for us, and we're always working to improve that and do that. So I guess, and I love the phasing in, because I think there was times before where you bring in 20, you have 20 people, all at once or something like that. And you really, when you look at attrition, a lot of times you actually couldn't connect with the people. So then they feel lost. Or I can think of even going to, networking events or whatever, when you don't know anybody, you're actually just looking for somebody to just like talk to you kind of, if that's not your personality. Now, some people just talk to everybody, but you know, I can just think of going into a company and you don't know where anything's at. You don't know anybody. Everybody else is making like, you know, a joke here and talking about things and all, and you're just kind of isolated. So I think that's really, you know, really important. I guess, you know, for Brandon, what do you think we do well in this area? And then I think the other thing to look at is what do you think, you know, what are we still working to improve, you know, in this area? Because I think it's important to look at both, you know, people can learn from us both ways to say, hey, this is what we're doing well, but also, hey, you know, we want to get better all the time. And, you know, this is an area that we want to get better. And what can we do to continue that journey?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think one thing that we do well is like, you know, obviously everyone that's like involved in our leadership team, you know, does a really great job of like trying to take people under their wing as they come in and start, you know, people that we have devoted to that. Some of the senior guys have been here for a while. You know, they see someone new, they'll kind of reach out an olive branch and like talk to them a little bit, which I think is good. I think the one thing we want to keep doing and driving forward is just getting that to be everyone. Because like the more that people talk to you, the more comfortable you get. So like, you know, in the case of like, if there's just one person that's doing it right, or maybe just a limited amount, and then that person's not there one morning or that one moment, you kind of feel lost again. Right. So like, you make a connection with that one person and then all of a sudden, you know, maybe they have a meeting that morning or maybe whatever's going on and they're not there. Then you're back to feeling lonely, a little bit unsure. You feel out of place. You feel awkward. Right. Some people are very like outgoing. That's not a big deal to them, but that definitely happens. I can think personally for myself. You know, my one son plays travel baseball, and we would really liked him to be on this one team. It didn't work out, for whatever reason. And then he ended up getting on this other team, which is fine. Somewhat of coaches that we were already familiar with, but like everyone else on the team is from a different school district and area. My son's the only one from his school, so he knows nobody. And like we vaguely know a few people, but not really. And then they all kind of know each other from before. So it gets real awkward for us. You know, I feel bad for my son and I just try to, you know, encourage him to like, you know, hey, just try to, you know, talk to people and branch out. And you know, because they're, you know, it's like it's a little clicky, right? So like everyone's kind of like just hanging out. And if no one reaches out an olive branch, it just continues to get worse. And I think the longer that goes, the worse it gets, right? So like, for us, it's like pretty awkward. And, you know, we could do probably a little bit more to like try to do a better job. But like when everyone else knows each other and then you're the kind of the odd one out, it gets like a little bit uncomfortable and you don't really like enjoy going there. Like, oh, great. You know, we got to go to this. And you don't, you know, you spend so much time at work. You don't want that to be a place that you don't want to go to. Right. You know, everyone has work, right? And it's not like, yeah, it's my favorite thing to do, but you want to have a workplace or a place that you're going that you're not dreading going to and you really enjoy. And there's people you can talk to. You spend a lot of time there. So that's something you want to enjoy doing. And that for me is just, you know, a quick analogy on how I experience it, not only, you know, outside of work. So we try to really make sure at our workplace, we connect with people.
So what are one or two things that we can do better to continually improve that? But also somebody that's listening can say, you know, I might be able to do one or two of those things as well to improve. You know, I think there's a couple of things. There's all different size companies that listen and tune in, right? So you have, you know, somebody that's like a smaller organization. And I feel like when you're just a one or two person, you know, truck and trailer, you typically don't have those issues because you're spending all day with the people. So like, I think anytime you're over, you know, two trucks, three trucks, and even then that might still be small enough that you can do it. But I mean, you know, anything over like a couple trucks or two trucks, you know, what are just two or three simple things, and I'll check in with both of you here, that you can do to help improve that connectability, because I get, you know, a lot of people can relate to that when you have a, they don't even know that they're doing it. So you may not even know that you're, you have this, this group or this clique, but from the outside, it feels like that. So what are maybe just, you know, maybe two things from each of you that you can do that somebody could implement right away today, listening to this show, say, hey, do this just to make people feel a little bit more welcome. Dan, I'll go to you.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things, like, especially in the spring and sometimes in the fall, but like people that are joining in the spring, sometimes it can be a little easier because there's larger crews working together on stuff. And you can kind of say like, okay, like who's worked with who haven't you gotten a chance to work with? Why don't we like switch things up? Like, how about we have you like ride with this guy to the job, so you have a chance to like talk and to know each other a little better since you haven't worked together yet. You can kind of like adjust crews around a little bit in the spring while we're kind of doing bigger jobs together. Just make sure everyone has a chance to like get to know each other. That would be one thing. And then I know another thing that, again, sometimes if you're a real small operation, this might not make sense, but like having someone that's kind of like designated like company culture lead. So like we have a guy who came on not too long ago, but he's, like you said about some people are just naturally outgoing. This guy, just feel like, you know, we haven't asked him to do this, but anytime he's around with the group, it's like everybody's talking, because it's just something about he just checks in with everybody, talks to everybody, and that kind of brings it out in other people too. So sometimes you have that person that just kind of naturally helps with that process. So if you have that person kind of designated, it can help with that transition. So.
But I think that's awesome. You know, I think the idea is, you know, assigning that person, you know, assigning that person like to be the person to help, you know, greet people, welcome, you know, that's a natural talent. I think that's, yeah, that's really good. So yeah, what about you, Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that we do that I think really helps like the whole bonding thing. And again, this might not be like right away, but we always do like a team day where we get together and, you know, spend some time together as a team, which I think is like super helpful. That kind of helps people like mesh and like, you know, peel back the layers a little bit of the onion and kind of just see, you know, what everyone's about and, you know, have a good time and just try to connect a little bit more. I think the other thing is just like, you know, having a culture where people are like, you know, understand that it's friendly and just say like, hey, you know, this is like, we do have people that come in and start, you know, just reach out, make sure you're like, you know, connecting with them. We do the flex and stretch in the morning, which is like a group activity, and people kind of like talk and joke. So like, you know, people can kind of get feel for the mood. They feel connected, I think, with that, because there's no like, oh, this crew's here or that crew's there. It's just like everyone kind of lines up at their cones. There's no order to where you need to be. And it just kind of creates this like atmosphere, I think, where like people get to be like involved in the group. They don't have to feel like isolated. And I think also one thing that obviously helps is, you know, just trying to make sure that when people come in, we really like walk them through the process. We do the training with them. We spend time. We don't just say, hey, how are you doing, Bob? Shake their hand and say, here's a shirt. See you later. I think like, you know, by spending some time with them, giving them a little bit of TLC, doing the training, and then like doing the handoff of them to, you know, whatever team they may be with, and just making sure that, you know, they have understanding. And then, you know, the crew that they're joining, you know, that foreman kind of like is like a mentor a little bit and helps them kind of get on their feet with the crew. And I think a lot of those things go a long way. And then like Dan said, you know, if you have a guy that's naturally good at that, you know, obviously we try to, you know, get people into positions where they're successful and they have natural talent. So, you know, he does a really good job of that organically.
I think the other thing that I, you know, think of is, you know, when one of the things in our flex and stretch, we actually designed it. Now, this is one thing that we're not doing great now, but like the way that it was designed at the flex and stretch was actually to play music. And I think music's something that brings people together. So I don't know if there's a way that we can incorporate that back into it, but whether we like get people's like playlists or things that they like, so we can just play it and it's already scripted. Cause like one of the things that's funny, like, I mean, there's guy, you know, like I'll listen to some Dua Lipa, right? You know, like that's a, you know, that's my jam, right? I'll get into, you know, I like a bunch of different things, but you know, Dua Lipa can do, if that's even how you say it, I can get down with that, right? So the idea is like, if I play my song, right, people like laugh, or somebody might be into Taylor Swift. You're like, this guy is in, you know, this girl, you know, whoever, you're like, I didn't think that. So then it just creates this camaraderie, like, you know, you're a Taylor Swift fan. You went to the concert last week? What? You know, you got front row? So, like, that's kind of the idea. Or you have somebody that's like, yeah, DMX, you know, that's my jam. You know, so you just kind of start to get to connect with people. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I remember that. That was back. And you, any way you can create, you know, connections at that time and just make it fun. And I think that'd be something to try to get, you know, back into the mix, because music does bring people together. And I especially think if it's like, if you would say like, hey, this is you know, Tim's playlist, you know, he might play Billy Joel and like the Bee Gees or like the Smokey Robinson or something. Yeah, I don't know. But then that's him, you know, and it's like, wow, like whose playlist is this today? Guess the playlist, right? You know, you could do anytime you can break that ice with some people, or even if there's some new people, I think that would be a fun game to play, is like guess the playlist, or you know, or something. It's not long. I mean, our flexing stretches, you know, 5 to 8 minutes. So I mean, you can play like, you could play one song a day, you know, or just something. But I think that would help. The other thing that I thought of, which would be kind of, you know, a little bit goofy, but is almost like creating trading cards with like, you know, your hobbies or your favorite food or something that you can know, because I know like when I go to a networking event or there's a group that I don't know or people introduce themselves, somebody's like, oh, I like dirt bikes. And then next thing you know, that person goes over to the person and says, hey, what type of dirt bikes do you have? I ride dirt bikes. Then all of a sudden that bond. So I think as a company, in my opinion, you know, it's trying to foster some of the things that stimulate conversations like music, getting people's information out there so that people can relate to somebody. It's like, oh, and I'm not making this political, but like, oh, you like Biden? Me too. Oh, you like Trump? Oh, me too. Right. So anything that you can associate with people, with anything. And I think the political thing is just a funny thing, but like, you know, I'm a Chevy guy. I'm a Ford guy. Anything, if you had that on the trading card, you know, I collect cards. I'm in a band. Oh, you're in a band? Like I'm a drummer. You know, I'm a DJ on the weekend, right? To me, that builds culture because it actually, it brings people together. So, I think those are some great ideas and some great things. And I think, you know, if you are, you know, a business, you know, just you know, think about these things. So I'll go to Brandon first, but you know, what would be maybe your takeaway from, you know, from today, or something that you would recommend somebody doing in their small business? And then we'll switch to the, you can't make it up quick.
Yeah. I mean, I think any way that you can like make people feel comfortable, right? So like that's super important, whether, you know, it's going to depend on your size of your company. But like, you know, if you're bigger, you can maybe appoint someone. If you're smaller, it's just getting that, you know, that core is like, sometimes if you're a smaller company, that core is so tight, you know, they make it a little hard for new people to come in, right? So like that, you got to make sure that everyone understands, like part of our philosophy here is allowing new people to come in, and not stonewalling them. You know, just promoting a culture where people like, you know, you want to have as much fun as you can at work, because you want to have a good time. You spend a lot of time there. So it needs to be a good environment. Obviously you need to be productive and have fun, but we've heard a lot of things over the years where like the environment wasn't good. Management wasn't good. A lot of like yelling and screaming and stuff. So like we've really pushed to have an amazing environment, where none of those things happen and people feel welcomed. Like that's always our goal, which in the industry of like construction type of thing is not always the case. So, you know, that's one big thing for us. And I think that's huge, just making people feel welcome. Cause if you don't feel welcomed, you're not going to want to keep coming back.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. What about you, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, we'll just real quick touch on that. Just in life, I've always considered that to be one of the best qualities that a person can have, is just like having a welcoming personality, just the kind of person that like reaches out to people, just has that kind of energy that like makes you feel very approachable kind of thing. Like just in life, I've always considered that to be like a top tier attribute that someone can have. And you know, it's the same with a company, of course. So yeah, I mean, you know, making sure you take the time, like factor in time to, you know, have a little bit of fun here and there. Obviously we gotta get our work done, but we always try to like, you know, we'll have like our team days where guys, you know, go out to get wings or something, after work, or, you know, something quick in the morning, like play some kind of like quick game, have some kind of tournament going on. So just those kind of things really help, you know, make the experience overall just more fun for everybody. So
yeah, I think people mentioned like ping pong tables. I mean, those are things like you can get, I mean, we mentioned that pretty recently, but like, you know, ping pong table online is like $100. I mean, that would give a lot of trash talking and a lot of fun. So, I mean, just think of things outside the box, simple. And you know, maybe we get a ping pong table and just come in one day and just, you know, check it up, see whoever wins. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that keeps it fun, but it takes effort and time. So switch it over to, you can't make it up. Anything that you've seen recently, if we have one, great. If we don't, great. But I'll just open it up to, you know, either one of you. If you had something, you just can't make it up. Again, the segment of this is, if it's your first time listening, we pick something that you just see, that you just look and you're like, you just can't make it up. You know, they can't figure out, they need a manual to use a toilet, like a plunger. They strap down dirt. You know, we have tons of examples. So if you listen to some episodes, you just can't make it up. So if you have things, or your company does, or you've seen people when you're out and about, please share them, send them to us. You know, we're building a database that we're going to have a bracket challenge where we'll see who has the best. But just, is there anything that you've seen recently in the last, you know, a couple of days, or, you know, that you just like, you just can't make it up? So I'll just turn it over. If you have something, great. If not, that's great too, but I'll just check in.
Yeah. I mean, I can think of one with like all the rain we're getting right now. Currently it's like a monsoon where we're at, of course, first week of mowing, and it's just dumping rain all week. But one of the ones I've seen on the internet before that kind of made me laugh was like people shoveling and scooping like flooded areas of water, and then they dumped it over a fence, and it was a chain link fence. The water just comes right back through. So, I mean, you can't make it up. You see that everywhere. You see people do dumb stuff, but yeah, like they literally were scooping water, flooded water up, put it over top of the fence, like it was going to make a difference, but it was a chain link fence. So it just comes right back through.
You just can't make it up. Yeah. Dan, what about you? Anything?
I mean, something that comes to mind from real recently was I had a meeting just yesterday, just a sales meeting. I stopped out at a potential client's house. You know, I always try to like sit down with them a little bit, go over like, you know, some of the key questions, get the information we need so we can, you know, get them good service. And, so I go into this person's house, and it's just kind of like wall to wall with stuff just everywhere. And, you know, she has one chair free for her and one chair free for someone else. So like, I have a place to sit down, but then like, she basically spends the first like 5 minutes trying to like explain to me how, you know, she's not one of those people that keeps too much stuff. Like, hey, I got this chair for someone to use. Like, some people, they don't even have a chair for somebody to use. So, you know,
she was almost one of them.
Yeah. But to her credit, I had a place to sit, so it was a nice visit.
You can't make it up. People that think that they're not the person, that does the thing that they're trying to avoid, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back at it live. Check out LOS, peer group, landscape operating system to improve processes in your business. Grow your business, grow your profits. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.